In the previous video, we talked about the 7 most common uses of the verb quedar, but I understand that not everybody has over 20 minutes to spend on one verb right now. So in this video, I'm gonna try something new. I'm gonna show you those same 7 uses of quedar in less than 6 minutes. Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. If you haven't already downloaded the quedar chart, do that now. The link is below this video or in the description. That chart will help you keep these 7 uses of quedar straight while you're watching this video and afterward. Also, it's important you know the first 4 uses of quedar are by far the most common uses. 80% of the time that you see quedar used in real life, it'll be used in one of the first 4 ways. The first use of quedar is when reflexive quedar means to stay or to remain or anything that means the same thing. For example, me quedé en España por 2 semanas. This would be translated as, I stayed in Spain for 2 weeks or I remained in Spain for 2 weeks. In this sentence, me quedé is translated as stayed or remained. Reflexive quedar is translated as to stay or to remain. The second use of quedar is when not reflexive quedar means to be left or to remain or anything that means the same thing. For example, quedan 2 galletas. This would be translated as 2 cookies are left or 2 cookies remain. In this sentence, quedan is translated as are left or remain. Not reflexive quedar is translated as to be left or to remain. This is where things get a little wonky. The third use of quedar is when reflexive quedar tells us that a transformation has occurred and basically means to become. But its specific translation totally depends on the context. Its translation changes from situation to situation. For example, Jimmy se quedó dormido. This basically means Jimmy became asleep. But in everyday English, it would be translated as Jimmy fell asleep. In this sentence, se quedó basically means became, but it's translated as fell. Reflexive quedar is translated as to fall. Another example to give you a better idea of what's going on here. Jimmy se quedó ciego. This basically means Jimmy became blind. But in everyday English, it would be translated as Jimmy went blind. In this sentence, again, se quedó basically means became, but this time it's translated as went, which means reflexive quedar is translated as to go. Crazy, right? Reflexive quedar can be translated as to fall or to go, among other things. When talking about a transformation. If you want a fuller explanation of what's going on here or of any of the other uses of quedar, check out the previous video called The 7 Most Common Uses of Quedar. Link is below or in the description. The fourth use of quedar is when not reflexive quedar means to be when talking about the result of a previous action. For example, say our friend Jimmy just heard you talking to somebody in Spanish and he told me that he was impressed. I could report back to you that Jimmy quedó impresionado. This would commonly be translated as Jimmy was impressed. In this sentence, quedó is translated as was. Not reflexive quedar is translated as to be. That's possible because this is talking about the result of a previous action. Jimmy heard you speaking your beautiful Spanish. That's the previous action. And as a result of that, Jimmy was impressed. Jimmy quedó impresionado. I knew from the beginning, basically, that quedar can mean to stay, to remain, or to be left. But nobody ever told me, don't ask me why, that quedar can also mean to be when talking about the result of a previous action. The fifth use of quedar is when not reflexive quedar means to be when talking about where something is located. This is another way that not reflexive quedar can mean to be. For example, la tienda queda muy cerca de tu casa. This would be translated as, the store is very close to your house. In this sentence, queda is translated as is, not reflexive quedar is translated as to be. That's possible because this is talking about where something is located. The store is located very close to your house. La tienda queda muy cerca de tu casa. The sixth use of quedar is when not reflexive quedar means to fit or anything that means the same thing, when talking about clothing and other stuff we wear, put on, or fit into. For example, la camisa me queda muy bien. This would commonly be translated as, the shirt fits me very well. In this sentence, queda is translated as fits. Not reflexive quedar is translated as to fit. The seventh use of quedar is when not reflexive quedar means to look, as in to appear or to seem. For example, say you're making some soup and somebody asks you how it's coming. You could reply, está quedando perfecta. A common translation of this would be, it's looking perfect. In this sentence, quedando is translated as looking. Not reflexive quedar is translated as to look, as in to appear or to seem. And those are seven uses of quedar in less than 6 minutes. If you want a further explanation or analysis of any of these uses, check out the previous video I made called The 7 Most Common Uses of Quedar. In that video, I included tons of little factoids that didn't make it to this video, including but not limited to the difference between remain and remain, the first use of quedar versus the second use of quedar, and quedar versus ser and estar when quedar means to be. A link to that video is below or in the description. And if you want to go further than that, check out my latest premium course, the Quedar Mini Course, free if you're a lifetime member. In the Quedar Mini Course, I show you lots of real-life examples of these seven uses of quedar, and three more uses. First, some simpler examples, then trickier examples. You'll see lots of real-life examples. When you're done with the Quedar Mini Course, quedar will never give you a problem again. You can enroll in the Quedar Mini Course at SpanishJude.com/premium/quedar, or become a lifetime member and get the Quedar Mini Course for free at SpanishJude.com/lifetime. Both those links are below or in the description. And that is all for today. So I'll see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.